Vermont wants to be a testing site for self-driving cars, but there's a debate in the State House about how much oversight towns should have when the technology is tested on public roads. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
The Agency of Transportation wants lawmakers to get a permitting framework in place so companies that make self-driving cars can test them on Vermont roads. In the bill approved by the Senate, municipalities were given the final word, and companies would have been required to go before each town or city for approval. Joe Sugali is with VTrans, and he said that plan didn't go over too well with the companies.
We heard from the automobile manufacturers who said, you know what, if that's in there, nobody's coming to test in Vermont.
Automated vehicles can be test driven on public roads at about 30 locations around the U.S. But most of those sites are in warmer climates and in cities, and Sugali says Vermont could become an important testing ground for seeing how self-driving cars do on rural roads. But the big question now is just how much input local officials should have when the new technology is rolling down Main Street.
How can we figure out how we can get the right kind of input and control and comfort and collaboration at the local level, but at the same time have a process that is predictable and, you know, streamlined so that these testers come to Vermont?
Now we're trying to find sort of a middle ground here.
Gwynne Zakov is with the Vermont League of Cities and Towns, and she says the league pushed hard in the Senate to give municipalities a voice, but it understands companies' concerns. Zakov says the two sides are still hammering out the wording on a compromise, but the idea is that the state would meet with local officials before issuing a permit and make sure there is buy-in from the select board, road crews, and local law enforcement.
At this point, we're giving a little bit more power to the state in terms of putting a little bit more trust in their decision-making and hoping that they make the right decision and really do the education and the outreach and really try to push the communities that say, yes, we want this, as those communities that we're going to show to the testers that these are the areas that you're going to want to test at.
Sugali says if the legislature finds a solution, autonomous vehicles could be tested in Vermont within 2 or 3 years. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.